Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hello, everybody. My name is Brooklyn Morgan, and I am the Special Projects Coordinator for Army Wife Network. I am new to the command team at AWN, but I am so excited to help empower others. I'm a wife of 13 years to my high school sweetheart. We have two kids, and I'm also an educator. I can attest that life can get crazy at times. My husband is in the Army National Guard here in Arkansas, and I had no idea of the roller coaster that would be ahead of us when he joined. But with that said, I wouldn't trade it for the world. With all of that said, my wonderful friend and content curator assistant at Army Wife Command Team, Amanda, came up with some amazing ideas of how to be present during life events or holidays when life doesn't always work with the military schedule. As a new Army wife, I can attest that the military schedule comes first and then ours. So these tips are going to be fun and helpful for sure. Let's go ahead and dive into some of her wonderful examples and advice. Her first one was to send a note or a video that can be read or watched at the event. I absolutely love this one. I think that notes are a lost art, and being able to receive one in the mail and read it during your event can make it super special. To me, it says that someone took time out of their day to write a note to you and put it in the mail. I think that also goes for having a technology type note or a video set, because it's still someone taking time, caring enough to make a personalized video just for you. And I think that's beyond sweet. The second advice was to possibly even help plan the event, or maybe even add a special touch that's just for you, for them. I have to agree with this one as well. And I think that with the world that we live in with technology, I think that it helps so much more than what we could have ever done in the past. Being able to add your touch in some way can really brighten someone's day when they see their little bit of advice or tidbit there during the event. This can be something as small as contacting the person who's doing the event and have them set something up for you, or send something virtually and have it show up on the day of the event. Third was to show up on a live video and have the phone passed around. I love this one. Being in Arkansas and having my extended family live in Nebraska and in Lincoln, Nebraska, in Omaha, or in Kansas City, Kansas, or in Salt Lake City, Utah, it is always fun to actually be able to see them, because we live so far away, we don't get to go see them, and we're always busy. And we, as I said, the military dictates our schedule. So it's fun to be able to have the phone passed around during Christmas and Thanksgiving, where the family gets together, and just have the phone thrown around, see who grabs the phone and who we end up talking to. It's usually pretty silly, it's fun, and it shows that we love them, they love us, and we're still there even if we cannot physically be there. So I think it's a great way to stay connected to your friends and family for sure. Next, if you're invited to an occasion where presents are usually exchanged, go ahead and send a present. What's wonderful about this is that most invites for baby showers, wedding showers, or events like that have a registry location either at the bottom of the invite or in the back. So if you don't know where that person wants to get something, it's there. Also, if they don't have anything listed, you can always contact the person who is setting up the event and ask them what the person would like. What's wonderful, once again, about technology and the world we live in today is that even small independent stores usually have their own websites and can send things. So it's pretty amazing. One example is recently I have another military friend who lives in New Mexico, and she just had a baby. And of course, I'm not able to go and see her. So I was able to go to a local boutique down here in Conway, Arkansas, and wrap up find a gift that I really, really liked. And they were so sweet. Not only were they able to mail the gift to her, but they even offered to wrap it up with the paper that I picked out from the store and a ribbon, and I was able to write a note on it. So it made it seem like it was extremely personal and that I was still able to be there and give her the gift to her baby, even though I wasn't there. Final bit of advice is that we can't always physically be there. That includes birthdays, baby showers, weddings, and funerals. So don't take it too hard on yourself. People understand, give yourself some grace, but some dates and miles are out of our control. But we can still honor the people who we are celebrating in some way or form or fashion, like we've said before. One is to visit them, even if it's after the fact. You can visit a person and they will understand and not take it personally when you're miles away or you're trying to just juggle life when your spouse is gone, because it's hard. People understand and will give you grace and will just love to be able to see you. If it is a missed funeral, try to go to the gravesite when you can, and also send condolences to the family in the fashion that they would want. For example, on the obituary, it usually states either sending flowers or donation in lieu of flowers to a certain organization. Make sure you follow the family's wishes and guidances on that. When you do visit, maybe bring some fresh flowers to their resting place, or if they were cremated, find their place and just sit there and reflect on who they were. For example, I was very blessed when my grandfather passed away that I was able to make it to his funeral. He passed away in Omaha, Nebraska, where his final duty station was at. So we are not able to visit there all the time, but I am able to honor his memory by telling my own children his stories and being able to show my kids the different military planes that he worked on and that he loved so much. And I think that honoring their memory is the best part of being there. Once again, I want to say thank you to Amanda for these great tips on how to be present when we physically can't always be there. As we wrap up, be sure to catch our full-length podcast at our website, armywifenetwork.com, or on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Spotify. We would also appreciate it if you would leave a review on Apple Podcasts and recommend our network to your network. Connect with us on social media at Army Wife on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. Make sure to subscribe to our semi-monthly newsletter, The Sit Rep. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.